We are back. Final segment of the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. And as always, the final segment is brought to you by Williams Gunsight Company. And it's usually about Williams Gunsight Company, but the guns that you can find there, like the All Saints guns.
Yeah, there you go, because it's All Saints Day. Woohoo! And I was gonna, you know, I was gonna go old school and do the prayer to Saint Michael, but I thought, well, y'all just look it up and you'll know the prayer to Saint Michael.
Been a while since you've shared it.
It is. It has been. And so I won't do it today, but you got to know it's a good prayer. So pray it. It's the patron saint of soldiers. So
Know it. Saint Michael, then. That's
Saint Michael the Archangel.
Yeah. You know, if it'd be interesting if they started making religious style. Is that frowned upon?
Religious style guns?
Yeah.
Like Saint Michael.
This is the Saint. This is Saint Michael, right?
Saint Michael is you know, can has an angelic look, and then the other way they show him,
yeah,
is like a battle hardened monster that, you know, kicks butt and takes names. So, but anyways, this segment of the show, the Gunsmith Show, is brought to you by Williams Gunsight in Davison, Michigan, and they want you to know it's only 14 days till rifle season.
Only
14 days till rifle season.
Ugh.
It's always rifle season around Williams. There's always people shooting. When you get out of your car and you're going to the store, don't be frightened when the gunfire begins.
Now, I will say, I had the opportunity a couple weeks or months ago. I used their pistol range outside
because
the inside range was closed. Whenever the inside range was closed, I went out
there. Yeah, they were rebuilding that inside.
They have
it's back open now.
Yeah, it's back open, yep.
Yeah. But the lounge is ready to go.
The metal targets.
Oh, yeah, the clangers.
So I used my 38. I've got that 6-inch Smith & Wesson.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a lot of fun. I've never shot at metal targets like that before. And just ting, 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 ting.
Oh, did you hit every one, did you?
I hit all six. So, not that fast.
Took me 36 shot, but I hit all six.
Yeah, eventually, they're all down. And it's a really, no magnums allowed.
Oh, yeah.
But I will say, that was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
And
it's always nice to 22s, 45s,
you know?
Yeah.
And it's hitting and you see it hit,
yeah,
right? It's cool.
Yep.
Well, so anyways,
good.
It's something different for the area.
Certainly. Well, Williams is open 7 days a week, 10 to 6. So you will not miss your opportunity to shop there. Beans are open 7 days a week, 10 to 6. So now they are your resource for all the things we just talked about, sights, scopes, suppressors, night sights, and gunsmithing that literally tops the market. So tons of guns, too, 99-plus years of helping the public arm themselves and be ready to hunt. So I'm very, very happy to have them as a sponsor, and they have sponsored every single Gunsmith Show we've ever had on the air. So make sure you stop by. They're on Lapeer Road, just west of Irish in Davison, Michigan. Kind of east Davis or west Davison, Michigan. But that's where they're at. Not hard to find at all. And if you get lost, roll your window down and listen. You'll hear the gunfire. So now, they have a special sale going on right now, and I want to talk about it just for a second. They're calling it a flash sale, 3-day flash sale, and that was for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Now, if you buy, these are hunting guns.
So it's going on until tomorrow.
It's going on until tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. So Bagheera, which is phenomenal, and CVA rifles, they're all made, I think the same company makes all the barrels.
I've heard that.
Yep.
I've heard that.
Now,
it's one of those things. A lot of companies don't necessarily brag about who makes their barrels.
Yeah, but Bagheera brags about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if somebody else makes barrels by Bagheera, they let you know that's got a Bagheera barrel on it.
Right.
So, and Bagheera made barrels
Spanish?
For,
Italian, Spanish?
Bagheera made barrels for the U.S. military for their sniper rifles for years. And now you can go in there and buy a Bagheera rifle. Now, they sell them in all different calibers, 22 Magnums, 30-06s, 450 Bushmasters. I had a 450. It was a tack driver.
Sure.
Bull barrel, beautiful rifle. It just fit and finish was fabulous on it. And they helped me, Williams, get the right scope on it and everything for that gun. It worked out really good. Well, they also have the CVAs. Now, CVA used to be Connecticut Valley Arms.
Yep.
Now it's just called CVA. And they've got 350 Legends and 450 Bushmasters as well, and lots to choose from. But the cool thing is, if you purchase a new CVA or Bagheera under $900, you're going to get, as a bonus to a great price, a $50 Williams gift card.
That's not bad. Buy some ammo. That'll buy two boxes of 450 ammo.
Yeah. It, now, if you buy one.
Well, one and a half boxes.
There you go. Can I split 30, that box?
Can I buy 37 it's rounds of
like
ammo?
Like a butcher shop.
Yes.
Can I get like an inch and a half of 44? So, now, if you spend more than $900, you'll receive a $100 gift card.
Oh.
So that's another, that's 10% right there, you know, basically.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So anyways, good sale. I'm excited to pop out there and take a peek. I don't really need a new rifle right now, but you know, it is a day that ends in Y.
How dare you say that? This is,
I know, just, it's blasphemy.
It's disgusting.
And here it's an All Saints
disgusting.
Day.
Disgusting.
They got
to. I have
to go to confession now. So now there is, so Williams Gun Sight, you can call them if you want, 810-653-2131, or stop by their website. You can link to it right from mine. It's williamsgunsight.com. And check it out. Now, there is...
Because it's All Saints Day.
Because it's All Saints Day, we're going to talk about some rifles they have used, which I always do, but this time it's...
For 13 years, we've talked about used rifles from Williams. It used to be the first segment.
Yeah.
Now it's... And it's kind of transversed into the last segment.
Close the show out, but this is a cool thing. I picked all Springfield Armory rifles.
There you go.
And three of them are Saints. And well, the other two should be.
Well, the Saints will go marching in.
Yeah, there you go. Bring us in, Jake. Tell us what we got.
All right. So the first one is a Springfield Armory Saint, the Victor.
Yeah.
In 9mm.
This is cool.
This is for your John Wick wannabes.
Well, this it's got this straight 9mm stick mag.
You got to shoot twice in the knee and one in the head.
Well, I'm telling you what, like 16 and a half inch barreled gun.
9mm. You get some velocity out of that 9mm yep. longer barrel. All M-Lock compatible, you know, accessories. Collapsible stock comes yep. in the Saint soft case, and that's the other thing. These guns do
all
come
the
with
Saints
the whole
Saint. Come with a nice
they
soft case.
Originally did.
Yep.
One mag, $1,024.95,
or whatever deal you can work with them.
Whatever you know? Trade in yep. something. If you've yep. got something you don't want to use, trade it in towards
exactly.
that.
Exactly. It might be time for a 9mm carbine. You know, you it's a nice know. Gun, and this would be a good one. And it is ready to be scoped or anything or sighted.
And the nice thing with that is it's 9mm. You can shoot it at a lot of indoor ranges.
And that would be a nice one to put one of those lights and lasers on.
Especially you for know? Home defense.
Home defense.
Put
a
some
light
Liberty
laser.
Ammo on that. Huh.
What's the next one?
Springfield Armory Saint. Surprise.
Hey.
In 5.56. So.
This looks exactly like the ones. The MSRP was $1,000.
Yep. Okay.
And this has got all everything right from the factory, even with two mags.
16 and a half inch barrel.
Yep.
Which is your normal M4 length.
Yep.
Zippered case, flip up sight. So, that, yeah, like you said, this is basically how it would have come originally.
Yeah.
But you're saving $200 and some, $774.95.
Because it's used. So you're getting a deal on it.
Yep.
Good deal. And, you know, or whatever deal you can make. Next one, I'll do this one. It's a Saint Victor. This one is 5.56 as well, 16 and a half inch barrel, but it's got that full M-Lock rail all the way out. One mag zippered case. It does have a forward grip, so it's got the forward grip on it so oh, okay. that you can, it gives you a better way to hold it.
I thought those used to be illegal.
This is the short ones.
Oh, you know,
they
okay,
put so the short, it's like 2.5 inches long.
Gotcha.
Just enough to really put it in a cup of your hand and hold the rifle good. And, I like it. It's a nice setup. It has the flip up sights.
Yes.
And this one's $954.95.
Same thing, one mag, zippered case.
Yeah.
I'm glad they kept the cases with the guns to trade them in.
Yeah, because some people just throw, you can't throw a case away, but a lot of people throw the cardboard box away. I say never throw the cardboard boxes away. Store them in a dry place, somewhere safe.
You should do another show like we used to do about just the value of some of these cardboard boxes.
Yeah, no kidding. We've collected cardboard boxes for years.
There's so many boxes out there that are worth the same amount as the guns.
And yeah, I'll drive down the road and it'll be on garbage day. There's yes. a Winchester box. I mean, you've done it before too.
I've seen so many gun boxes stick, and I stopped by and I'm like, I'll check it out.
Well, buddy put a post on Facebook Thursday that said, hey, look what I found. And he shows me a picture of a box at the garbage out of the road. It was completely full of fishing reels.
Yeah.
So I'm looking through it trying to see if there's any pen fishing reels in there that I wanted because I knew he grabbed the box. And it was almost all Zebco's, but he did all right. And I'm glad he got it. This next one, Jake, is right up your alley.
Yeah, this is. If money was no object, this is the Springfield Armory M1A Scout. So this is the 18-inch barreled 308. comes top of the Leupold Variax 6 1 to 6 power scope. So
it's got a
that scope
$1,600
is,
scope on it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Comes with, you know, everything.
Yeah, it's got the
I mean,
cover
this is
for the scope.
The classic American walnut stock. This is
it's this kind is of the a epitome pretty of American rifles right there.
It is. This is the way to go if you want the I think personally the finest 308 semi-auto rifle.
In an Uncle Dave voice.
This would be it. And it's classic American M1A. They've been in service since the 1950s.
Well, just remember, when he says the price, remember, there are loans available, and you can do layaway for 90 days.
My kidneys are not good, so I can't offer one of those.
You can't offer up your kidneys. But the price isn't that bad.
Well, no. 2000, well, I say that, but whatever. $224.95.
Yeah, but
when you start to piece this gun out,
yeah, you would, there's over $3,000 spent on this gun, and you can get it right now for $2,224. That's not a bad deal.
That's so, and you know,
it's like a set of tires on a big truck, but you're gonna have more fun with this rifle over the next course of your 70 years.
Well, this doesn't depreciate in value like tires on a truck.
True.
And because you know that truck's going to be rusted in 3 years.
Well, anytime you get a Springfield Armory M1A in walnut, it's worth it. I've had them before in plastic, and they're nice, but the walnut is so much nicer. So the last one is a work of art as well. It's a CMP rifle. If you're not familiar with that, it's the Civilian Marksmanship
Program.
The Springfield Armory M1 Garand. So all the rifles today on the list were from Springfield Armory. This one is walnut as well, and it's beautiful. It's a 30-06, 24-inch. It's from 1954. The receipt, you know, it's a CMP gun, so it's been built.
They
rebuild
all the
them in their armory.
Yep.
But the receiver is a 1954 receiver, and it is stunning.
Mine's a 45.
Yes.
So this is a 54. So it's
which
means it's never really seen battle.
Well, it could have been used in Nam. They used M14 for the first.
Yeah, this is M1 Garand.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is an M1 Garand. Right. So this would have been built as an after-war offering.
Right.
Probably military use, probably drill teams or something.
Could be.
But, you know, we needed so many.
But CMP rifles. You know, people buy them. If you get into the system, you can buy CMP rifles from the Civilian Marksmanship Program.
Between Ohio or Arkansas. Alabama. Ohio and Alabama are the two stores.
And you have to, like, get into a lottery for them, and then you get them. So, but it's not easy to do. But once you do, and you order as many as you can get, a lot of guys order 5 a year, and they get them. And then they sort through them, and they sell 4 of them and keep the best one.
Yep.
So this looks like it was a best one. So this one from 1954 at Williams Gun Site used $1,824.95.
And this is just 5 of the hundreds and maybe thousands of guns they have there used for
sale.
Well,
the new and used, yeah.
New and used, yep.
Yep.
WilliamsGunSite.com.
And everything you need for hunting season, which is how many days away?
14 days.
Just 14 days. Ammo, scope, sight, whatever you need.
Yep. And gunsmiths.
And gunsmithing.
If you're patient, you can get it done while you wait sometimes there. Yep. So what a blessing to have them right in our backyard. So I bring people there from out of state, and they just, you are so lucky to have this kind of a gun shop right here in your backyard. So, all right, Dan, thank you very much for pushing all the buttons.
Thank you.
You always push
special
the buttons, mister.
Special edition of the Gunsmith Show. We had them together again. We'll do it again in the not-too-distant future, promise.
All right.
Thanks for listening. Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, 8 to 9. Don't miss a show every Saturday.